Music was the only thing that I found that, that made sense at that point.
Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I hope you all have been well, and yes, this is another episode of season two. Today I'm going to be doing something different. So I'm going to be talking with a friend who is also an artist. So I'm pretty much going to be talking about his craft, what he does, and every other thing surrounding that, pretty much. So I'm going to introduce him, and then we'll go from there, and also like introduce himself. So hi Keith. Oh, I said Keith Emmanuel, but whichever one. But say hi to the listeners.
Hey, hello. It's your boy. The name is Keith Emmanuel, so it's like, well, Keith, everyone knows me by Keith, so it's like, it's whatever. But don't call me Emmanuel.
Yeah, I mean, I call you Keith, so yeah. Whichever one works. So how you doing, Keith?
Doing pretty good, just nothing too crazy, just having fun with life. And,
okay, that's nice. How was your New Year celebration, mixed with the lockdown? How was it for you?
Which New Year? This one or last year?
I mean, this one, we're just in 2021.
Right. I mean, this year was good. My New Year was, I was supposed to be in Miami. I mean, I go back from Miami on the 31st because I had spent too much money there. I had to come back and recoup. So I had to come back on the 31st. The plan was to like cross over in Miami, but that didn't happen. So, but it was great. It was great. Miami was good. It was great vibes, amazing people.
Nice. Did you go by yourself or you went with family or something?
So my brother, pretty much sponsored the trip because he's the one with the money.
Well. So, right before I dive into kind of like asking you questions, I'll also try and kind of like, play a little bit of your song here so people can hear. But I'm going to start with icebreaker questions. I do that a lot on my program just because, I don't know, it just kind of helps with easing, the mood and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this, I'm just going to do this or that, and I'm going to ask you something else. Okay. So choose one, Chick-fil-A or Cane's, because I know that's something a lot of people have been battling. So which one do you go for? Go for Chick-fil-A, fast food, or Cane's?
You want to know what's funny?
What's funny?
Never had any of them.
You lie.
I'm not even kidding.
Why? How?
That's the thing. I've been trying to get Chick-fil-A for a minute because like people get it a lot. Mm-hmm. I do DoorDash, so like I get a lot of people ordering stuff from Chick-fil-A, and it smells good. But like I just haven't had myself like get anything for Chick-fil-A or Cane's.
Dang, you should Crazy. Try. You should try something from like both places. Maybe like their.
But I feel like I'll be drawn more to Chick-fil-A because I've seen Cane's stuff. I feel like I'm more of a Chick-fil-A guy, if that makes sense.
Are you sure?
I've not had it. I've been there a lot. I've been into their place, and they have nice people there. Beautiful girls and nice.
Wow, kids, that's where you shall went to.
I mean, if you have beautiful girls, that means you got good food. Think about it.
All right, whatever you say, but I don't know. I think both of them are good. Pretty much, I can't join that battle because I really don't know which one to choose. I like them both, but I've tried Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A was the first one that I tried first, pretty much. All right, so okay, let me ask this one then. You pretty much maybe try these ones. So Arby's or Wendy's?
Arby's, what's that? Oh, Arby's. I've never had Arby's, but Wendy's. I've had Wendy's. Wendy's is good. I feel like Arby's is for like. No offense, but it's good. It gives me like not rich vibes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gives me broke vibes.
Oh my goodness! What is the difference between that and Wendy's?
I don't know. Wendy's, I don't know. But I don't know. I feel like prefer if that would, I feel like it should be like Burger King or Wendy's. If that makes sense.
Okay, so you'd categorize Arby's with, let's say, McDonald's.
Arby's, I think I feel like McDonald's is an established feel like because the Arby's have seen. Wait, Arby's, right? Not rallies.
Yeah, oh. Arby's. All right, let's go. Maldives or Bahamas?
Is that, are those places?
Yeah.
But I know I've heard about Bahamas, but what is Maldives?
It's like an island.
I mean, I wouldn't go to where I've not heard of, so I'd probably go to Bahamas because it's very popular.
Okay, so you go to where you've heard of, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. I think it's located in South Asia, apparently, situated in the Arabian Sea of the Indian Ocean, pretty much. But yeah, all right, cool. Okay, so what's your favorite food?
Egusi soup.
Egusi soup. That's just the soup now. Okay, what would you eat it with?
Pounded yam.
Okay, so you like swallow.
Nice. I mean, I like swallow, but like, I'm also a jollof rice guy.
Of course, every time you're making jollof.
Yeah, it's jollof. I'm always doing jollof because I can cook it.
Okay, yeah. That's nice. That's cool. All right, let's go down to business. Okay, so we're here to talk about your music, your craft. So let's start with just a few minutes of going into what you do and. Tell me about the whole thing. How did it start, pretty much?
It came like a thief in the night.
Wahoo. It did come. Okay, well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, I've always known that I would, I won't say I've always known that I would do music, but like I've always been in music.
Okay.
You know, I started singing when I was 8 years old. And that was pretty much it. And, you know, I'm this person that anytime I sing, I always have this effect on people. Like, yo, how are you doing that? Like, you are so good, blah, blah, blah. And initially, I wasn't hearing myself. Like, I wasn't seeing all that greatness that people, you know.
Yep.
So, like, when I was, like, 9 years old, like, I got transferred from the children's church to the adults' choir. Because apparently I was too good to be in the children's church wasting away. That was their excuse.
Okay.
You know, so they took me to the adults' choir where I was like, I was also playing the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of nice. I also got like experience like with like scoring songs and like listening to songs and like learning stuff, singing, like playing the keyboard. And I did that for like 9 years.
Okay.
You know, and like it also, that was pretty much the beginning of like the music thing, right? Like, it was just that, but the whole making my own music thing came a little later, you know, because like my first single in my bong was pretty much, it was just me experimenting this whole singing thing. I wanted to see what it was about, what is the hype about. Like, let me just drop one song. And I reached out to Spyro, and Spyro really helped out. You know, he did his thing and he had some clout. So it was kind of like easy to just start getting fans immediately. You know, but it was fun. My bunk was a nice run, you know, but like that was just me trying to test, you know, to see whether I can actually sing this thing. You know,
how did you feel when you first like dropped the song? Like,
I mean, it was good. I felt very good. I felt like I felt accomplished. I felt like I did something that, you know, like not everybody could do. I was able to take a step of faith and like, okay, I can sing, but because not everybody that can sing can make music.
Yeah,
you know, not everybody can sing and make music that people will like. But it's one thing to make a song, it's another thing for people to love that song.
Yeah,
you know, people that know your family members that would just lie to you, you know. So it's like, I felt like, and people really liked the song, you know, people liked it. I liked it at that time, you know.
Okay.
It was a good run, like I said, it was a good run. It was a good first song for me to like experience, like that. Yo, you made fire song. You know, and like that was pretty much it. That was how it started. And you know, I waited for 1 year before I dropped the second song, Your Man, which I didn't sing inside. No, people put it on, I wasn't in that song.
Okay.
Your Man, I didn't sing in that song because I was very busy.
Really?
Yeah, I wasn't in that song.
So who was in the song?
I just featured some people because I heard the song, just like some kind of Davido shit. I heard the song from somebody, from like a friend of friend. I'm like, I like that song. I like what you got going on. Let's work together. Mm-hmm. You know, let me put you on. So I reached out to Paul Cleverly, and he was so excited. I was literally putting him on. You know, because Paul Cleverly is my guy. He's my friend. So
yeah, okay. Because I was about to ask, like, what's the connection? Like, how did you get to know
Paul? Yeah, like Paul was just, it was on Instagram. I just messaged him like, "Yo, let's work." And I was like, "Sure, no, I got money. You got vibe. So let's vibe it together."
That's nice.
So it was
Well,
like a nice.
it did come out nice. It
Yeah,
really, it really did.
it definitely did. I love that. That's like that. Your man was like, was a manifestation of me putting my listening ears to work, whereby I can sense a great song from like scratch. Because the song was just like a 1 minute freestyle I heard. I'm like, I wanna do something with this song. Let's do something. So I featured him, Oladapo. Oladapo is doing very well now. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
Also Sounds has like had like 1 million streams on his last song, which is very good.
That's
so these
amazing.
Guys are doing great things, and I'm happy to have them part of my journey.
That is
but,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was also going to ask you like about some people that you've worked with. And I see the guy Oladapo. I was like, okay, yeah, that looks familiar. So I was going to talk about that too. But you've mentioned something about him. Okay, so I don't know if you already mentioned this, but like, what inspired your musical career? It could just be like one thing, or what was it?
Well, there were two points of inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
The first point was just vibes.
Okay.
First point was just like me just trying to test the music thing out, and I should see what it was. That was Imabong.
Mm-hmm.
That was Imabong phase. But in 2020, I went through so much in 2020. So many things emotionally, and all that stuff started in late 2019, like early 2020. So I went through that phase and it really messed with my mind. Even my breakup in like mid 2019 also like played a part in like bringing so much emotion inside me, So like the breakup was like the first step, and I also went through some other stuff, and like in midst of all that madness, music was the only thing that I found that, that made sense at that point. Music made so much sense. And that was why I dropped Friend Zone. Because Friend Zone, if you listen to Friend Zone, you listen to Umabong, you could hear the difference. You could hear the maturity.
Yeah.
You could hear like, okay, I think this guy has found something. That's why Friend Zone connects to people more than Umabong.
Mm-hmm.
Because Friend Zone, I put in my heart in that song. That song is just like me just singing and literally crying out, like, you're not gonna do this to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just a manifestation of life.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was Friend Zone was me finding my sound. So I started singing when I was 8 years old. I dropped my first single in 2018, but I found my sound in 2020. That was when I found myself. That was when I knew I
what
knew
you were going
I
for.
Yeah, and now I know who I am. And it became very easy after that time.
That's interesting. But I actually like Friend Zone. I think I'll just like play a little bit for like the listeners. So I'll play Friend Zone. And then the other one I want to play is Himile. I don't know. I like that song.
Yeah,
but Friend Zone.
People like that song. I don't know why. I don't know why people like that song.
Really? I like it too. So I'll just play a little bit of both. But I'll be Friend Zone. I know you and Songbird did really great on that song.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to get used to calling her Songbird. I'll just say Naomi.
Yeah.
I know Naomi as Naomi. But yeah, I mean, that's her stage name. But you guys did really amazing with that song, as growing artists. I'm just like kind of rooting for you guys from behind, because I think like as you keep on growing and like you said, finding new sound, you pretty much get used to the one that like you said, this is for me.
Yeah, this is for.
And balance with that and grow and then make connections so that you progress. So I don't know if you know what it would be, but pretty much like what genre would you classify your music as, like your style of music?
Well, first off, I make Afrobeats, but like the kind of Afrobeats I make is not a regular Afrobeats. It's more like it's an infusion of Afro pop, Afro dance hall, Afro swing, and Afro soul. I can do high life, but I'm not a pound wine type music guy. You know what I'm saying? I can do that, but it's not my default. My default is Afro pop, is Afro swing, and dance hall. So I got a lot of dancehall songs that I'm gonna drop this year that no one knows about, but it's a surprise. I got a surprise for everybody. It's crazy.
But well, he talks already. Surprise
us, please. It's really crazy. I got a huge surprise for everybody, but like, you know, when the time comes nice. Close, and it's gonna be very, like, very soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm excited about it.
That's interesting. All right, cool. Okay, so so pretty much like with, you know, the whole music thing, I know it can be very hard to kind of get yourself out there, especially if you're starting new. You know, you have to get to like a certain level and, you know, kind of place your legs in pretty much, I'll say, the right places to, you know, push your craft.
And make it known.
It will take time because each and every one of us is pretty much growing in what we're doing, but seeing yourself, like, you know, in this business now or in this field, who are your mentors, pretty much, like, who do you see or look up to, and all of those stuff, who have you, I don't know, who do you pretty much, like, kind of say, oh yeah, this is a big artist that I kind of vibe with?
Well, I mean,
and I learned something from,
like I say everywhere, Malik Berry is still my number one artist ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Malik is, the reason why I like Malik is because I can relate to his writing. You know, I can relate to his emotional appeal in his songs. You know, talk about lost in the world, talk about like not let go, talk about like let me know, talk about being calling. Like, mm-hmm. there's songs like that, you know, that like the guy was really like someone broke his heart. You know, you could tell because like when I listen to songs like that, I'm like, yeah, I understand what this guy is saying on a very deep level.
Mm.
You know, so like Malik Berry is still my number one artist. You know, I relate to, you know, Burna Boy as well in terms of like his diversity, his ability to like do anything. Burna Boy has a song with like Sia, Hey Boy. It's a mad song. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Burna Boy's diversity, I can relate to his diversity. Malik Berry, I can relate to his lyrical composition. You know, Wandico, I can relate to his vocal composition. And when it comes to vibes, I can relate to Wizkid.
Okay.
You know, so it's like I'm just a mixture of everybody, pretty much. But, you know, not a lot of people know that yet. It's just what I realized mm-hmm. when I found my sound. I found it, you know, that's why I gave you guys Friend Zone, you know. But, like, there are more songs that are coming. You don't know about it.
We don't know what's going on.
Seven album.
Ready? Wow. Well, we're here to listen. We'll patiently be waiting for what you have for us. Yeah, that's nice. That's exciting to hear. Yeah. So apart from Malik, kind of like who else outside, let's say outside home, outside of Nigeria, music industry, who else do you kind of like, you know, vibe with? Apart from the African.
But that's the thing, you know, like people usually say, oh, like who is your inspiration? And they start calling some kind of names that I've not heard before. Maybe like some kind of Lanjozo or Javazu. Like, I don't know this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like I listen to only Afrobeats. I listen to other songs, but Afrobeat is my main, like that is what I listen to most. You know, but then like outside Afrobeats or whatever, you know, I won't say look up to, but there's some artists I respect. Yeah. You know, I respect artists like Jack Harlow, you know, the guy that sang the What's Poppin' song. You know, I feel like his growth is something to emulate, like it's something to like encourage and like celebrate, because it started off good. You know, you could see the progression from his, you know, from his What's Poppin' to his album to how his album is doing good. You know, like I just love the way he writes and love the way he like articulates. You know, so Jack Harlow is definitely someone I want to work with. You know, eventually he's a nice guy. He has a nice vibe going on. So Jack Harlow, yes, definitely. You know, I'm not going to mention artists from, like, the 80s because I don't know these guys, you know. So mm-hmm. I can only listen to, like, what I know. So it's like, yeah, Jack Harlow is a nice guy. I can't think of many right now, but, like, he's one person that I can actually think of off the top of my head.
Okay.
You know.
Oh, interesting. All right. Okay, so pretty much with the whole thing, what is kind of, like, your biggest fear, like, in your musical journey? If you do you think that there's something like that now or
Well, I used to have you see, this is the thing, but so I'm an advocate for self-realization and self-awareness. You know, once you know who you are, you don't stress anymore. At that point, you know your worth, you know what you are supposed to be doing. Every step you take, you are you are in line with what you're supposed to be doing because you are connected to your soul and your spirit. Because knowing who you are is like connecting to your inner man, you know, and that's very deep because not a lot of people know who they are, you know, but I know who I am right now. So I'm not like the fear of not getting famous or not getting recognized or not getting like, you know, that crave for validation that I used to have in like 2019, early 2019, I don't have it anymore. You know, I don't
just want to do your music.
Yeah, I just want to make amazing music and connect with a few people that I connect to and like let's, because I know that if my song gets like, Friendzone was number one in Nigeria for 3 days, you know, so it's like, I'm not really like saying, hey, let me go on. No. It is what it is. I'm just about the music. Whoever it touches, you know, I care about like how it makes you feel. You know, like a friend of mine that makes music told me that, you know, Friendzone has been her ringtone since it dropped. You know, yeah. She makes music as well.
That song is really good.
Yeah, that song is a different level. Yeah. And I know that if that song like had dropped in a larger scale, I wouldn't be here right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not worried about it. The people that the song touched, it did touch them well. You know, and everybody that listens to that song love it. Like Davido was listening to the song like earlier today and he likes it. You know? What it's like.
Davido. Oh, really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is nice.
Oh yeah. But that's an exclusive conversation. You know? But yeah, everyone that listens to the song loves it. It doesn't matter who you are, Chinese, Japanese, Senegalese, you know, it doesn't matter who you are. Everyone connects to the song because the song is a song. It gives a message, but deep down emotionally, it gives an emotional message that might not necessarily be the message of a Friendzone. You could just relate on every part, you know, of the emotional feel. So yeah, that's what I'm about. I'm about like how it makes you feel, how my music, you know, touches the people. And yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, 200 followers, 200,000 million, billion followers, it doesn't matter.
That's true. It's more about like
the content, like the content of the vibe, you know, what how does it make you feel?
Yeah, and pretty much like more of like this is something you want to do, so it's more of like I have passion.
Yeah, it's a passion, it's a drive, you know. It's different. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't do music because, you know, I want to get famous. I'm not chasing clout here. You know, I don't need the fame. I really don't need it. You know, I just want to make music. And the music, I tell people that I don't make music for people. I make music for myself. Friendzone was a personal experience. I had to sing that song because that's how I felt at that point. And I released it and people could relate to it. That's how I do it. I make songs for myself. You know, and you know.
Well, you never know with these things. Which, what you said, I'm going to come back to that. But let me ask, how did you feel kind of working with Songbird? How did you feel collaborating with her for the Friendzone?
Ah, Songbird. Amazing talent. I sent her the song because my plan was to like have Tems. You know, I was trying to like get Tems on the song because me, I think very big. I don't think, you know, I feel like I can talk to anybody. I can give you any vibe. I can meet Burna Boy right now and play my song and he's gonna jump on it. Why? Because it's fire. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I can talk to anybody. So my plan was to talk to Tems, you know, to like get on the song. But then I reached out to the management and like, you know, there was no response or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So like then Joy was like, a friend of mine was like, yo, I think Naomi will kill this song. I'm like, because I didn't really know Naomi then. Oh, Songbird. Okay. I didn't really know Songbird then. You know, and it was like, well, let's see what she could do. Cause first of all, if you don't kill it, I'm not gonna put you on my song. You know what I'm saying? This is not child's play. You got to be able to carry the emotions that I give, that I put in the song. You got to take it to the next level or you got to just complement the vibe. You know, so I was really thinking of maybe writing what I wanted her to do or something. That's an idea. And the next day she came through because I got a studio in my house. So she came through and she was like, I just wrote some. I'm like, oh yeah, let me hear. She said, let me some. I said, let me hear. Then what I had in mind that she could do, you know, like us, of course, I'm a perfectionist. I strive for perfection. So what I had in mind that she could do, it was something different. And I was like, oh wow. So this kind of flow can enter the song. You know, I was like, wow, mad. and I really fucked with it. It was really amazing. And you know, even though if she could tell you that, I won't say stress her out, but I made sure she recorded that verse like 100 times. I was looking. It was something I was looking for, and like it had to be perfect. You know, I had to get that emotional feel. We recorded the song a lot of times just to get that feeling. You know, and we got there. It was an amazing experience. It really was. I can never forget it. It was an amazing experience, and everything happened in my room. You know, and it was great. It was great, and she's an amazing talent.
You have a kind of like a mini studio.
I got a studio. This is where I make all my music. I made like 100 songs.
Okay, that's okay. All right, that's nice. All right, so guys, with that, let me just play a little bit of Friend Zone. And let's hear this. It's more family on me. Let me one of friends if it's alright. Let me hold your hands, I'm a treasure right. Take you around the world, it's a good time. Come with all your friends, it's another right. She says she knows you, she be bad as too. Taking all I said for granted. She says she get feelings for Johnny. Oh, baby girl, kill you call me. Okay, guys, that was Friend Zone by Keys Emmanuels and Songbird. I really think that she did so well with that.
To figure it out. We had to find out what because I didn't want her to sing my chorus because then we would like, the idea for the song is, hey, I'm the one saying you're not going to friend zone me. So it's only ideal for her to say she's going to friend zone me. So that was where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, you say, I go friend zone you. I'm saying, and we had to like figure out like what to say next. The creative process was really like you could see the whole energy and like the whole like creativeness and everything that was going on at the same time. It was really mad. And it was really mad and it was crazy. So when we got that out, I'm like, yo, this girl did a crazy verse. I'm like, nah, I gotta do a second verse. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It did come out nice. Just let you know, because when you guys dropped it, pretty much, you know, all of us were kind of like
jamming.
I pretty much would play this thing when I'm doing my
I felt the love. Like, oh, I felt the love. So I could see it. I see the numbers every day. I see these people still listening to the song every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
obviously, that's nice. That's what I'm proud of you guys. Like I said, I'll always be rooting from behind. So keep doing what you love doing best. Okay, so looking at this now, because I know you have Keys Records, so do you see, are you pretty much like an independent artist, or are you trying to be under someone, or are you under someone?
Well, I guess I could just give you the exclusive. Round of applause. Currently am very independent, but I'm signing a record deal very soon. Apparently, nice. The talent spoke for itself.
Okay, you don't have to spill it if but
the talent spoke for itself, and like, you know, like I said, it gets to a point where you know that you're not. Like, I got to that point in 2020 where I was like, I'm not going to chase nobody. I'm not going to go to, no, I'm just going to make music. And the people that listen to it, they listen to it. If it's destiny to blow, I will blow. You know what I'm saying? If you're good, you're going to stand out. That's what I'm saying. Like, real talent stands out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, it's hard to close. Burna Boy is now one of the biggest artists, if not the biggest, in Africa. Why? Because undeniably good. He's too good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's very creative. Like, his writing tells you that he's something else. You know, and that's how I feel. Mm-hmm. I am. I feel like the song, the talent doesn't lie. So, like, whoever is going to work with me to, like, take me to the next level, they will be available at the right time, which is now.
That's good. Well, I really like the fact that you kind of like really believe in what you're doing and believe in your sound. That's good. That's a good motivation and kind of like helps your confidence too. Yeah, that's nice. Okay, so where do you pretty much see yourself in 5 years in regards to your music?
Well, in 5 years, it's gonna be very huge. It's gonna be a very huge situation in 5 years. And if I say things right now, it might not be like, or it might not be visualized, because the things that I'm doing on the back end right now are not out there yet.
Well, they say pretty much like, you know, just keep it on the low until it's confirmed.
Yeah.
Until it's been stamped, sealed,
like,
and everything.
Well, in 5 years, just know that it's gonna be a whole madness, because I have so much songs and I'm making so many songs. You know, and I got so much songs to give, but I know that, like, in 5 years, my audience is going to be very huge, and my connection level, my ability to connect to people is going to, like, increase very high, and I'm going to be making a lot of amazing music, and a lot of people are going to love my stuff, and I'm going to be very happy and traveling a lot, you know, going for shows, you know, making amazing music regardless. It doesn't matter where I am, you know, make amazing music, you know, just have fun with it. 5 years ago, in 5 years, it's going to be great.
Well, that's good. Well, let us just do a quick prayer, but we pray that we don't have COVID in the next 5 years.
If there's COVID, I will leave.
Or something
I will go to Mars.
All right. That's good. Okay, so if you weren't doing music pretty much, what would you be doing? Something else that you pretty much see yourself. I like doing.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be about like, if I wasn't doing music, I'd be a regular person. I'll be in the office doing IT, because I'm very smart. Yeah. So it's like, it's not really doing music or something else. I like something else. Music is the only thing I love. There's nothing else that comes close to music that I can actually do and love as music. You know what I'm saying? So I'll probably do 5 and just regret my life.
But you could do music and still, you know, have something else on there.
Oh, of course. I like, there are lots of things I like to do. Yeah. You know, I like to draw, even though I lost my touch, but I still got to find it. You know, I lost my touch, but you know, I like to draw. I like to.
Interesting. That's nice. All right, that's cool to know. Okay, so let's see what is your. This will be the last one question I have for you. So, what is your favorite song that you've made so far, maybe released or unreleased? But I pretty much want to know, like, from the ones you've released to us. So, do you have any favorite song?
My favorite song. I got so many favorite songs. You don't even know about this. Well, my favorite song released is "Friend Zone," of course. You know, it means so much to me. You know, but my favorite song unreleased. I mean, it always changes. That's the thing. Because I make a song and it's good, I'm like, mad. In the next 2 hours, I make a better song. I'm like, you know, but like, I will just let you know, exclusive shit. Go and write it down somewhere. Okay. Look forward to Kiss and Tell. That song is a smash.
All right, yeah. Kiss and Tell. I would put that down and I will bug you and, you know. I mean, if you delay,
it's gonna drop this year, hopefully, because I have a song that is gonna drop soon that might take over the whole year. But let's see. But Kiss and Tell, that song is a smash, and that's my favorite unreleased song. And favorite release is Friend Zone.
Nice, okay. Well, all right, cool. Yeah, I said I was gonna play Female, but I'll do that after this. So thank you so much, Keith. This was fun. I'm glad you were able to come on this, you know, episode with me. Well, I know there are a lot of kind of you know, growing artists that are coming up right now.
So many artists.
Of them, or you guys.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And coming up with good sounds at the same time. So, but yeah, I just, for your craft, I just you know, wish you luck. You know, I know you're working hard. I see it. So, just keep on doing what you're doing. As a hype person, a supporter, I will be supporting, you know, much as I can, you know, from my own end. And just, you know, keep on making those, you know, good connections that can kind of help you get to where you feel like your music, you know, you want it to get, where it needs to get, where you want it to get to. So, you guys, that's it for today. That was Kizzy Manmos, you know, an artist, a growing musician. So you guys should check out his songs. Please just check my description box so you can see information that you might need to know about this person. And I will play the second song that I said I really like. But thank you for taking your time to listen. I hope you all had fun and got to know well about this hardworking artist. And pretty much, I don't know, we forgot to mention this, but he's from Nigeria also. So just putting that out there. Who does Afrobeat music. Pretty much that's it. Just keep up with the whole podcast. Keep up with everything. If you've not listened to any of my episodes before, please try and do so. The whole of season one is out there, and I'll try to be consistent with season two. If you have any suggestions, comments, whatever, hit me up. So I was walking down the block with a man them, find them. So many memories in my head, but I can't overcome them, come them, no. I just want to be alone. I don't want to check the snaps on my phone. I just want to be left in my zone, no. I think about